Welcome everybody, share number 1022, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so of course we're in the middle of the Halachas of Kedima B'Brachos, which Brachos come first. So, interesting thing, we spoke about last year in reference to Havdalah, how one has to be careful not to bring out the challah's bread and so on when you're making the Havdalah. So, just backtracking in the order of the Shabbos, a very popular case, which comes up, of course, by Kiddush. We all know, right? Obviously, so again, the order of the brachas, you start out with Hamoitzi, the general order of the brachas, unless there's some specific reason not to do it, like we've spoken about in the past. So you start out with Hamoitzi comes first, Mezonos comes second, then comes Borei Pri HaGofen. So when you have a specific reason, like when we spoke about Havdalah, now we're going to see by Kiddush. Also by Kiddush, therefore, the bracha on the wine or the grape juice would come first, right? So we make the Hagofen. How could you make Hagofen? You have to make Hamoitzi comes before Hagofen. So the order of the brachas, the halachas of Kedima bebrachas, the halachas of the order of the brachas, it doesn't fit. So maybe we should make Hamoitzi first, right? So the answer is no, that since in this case it's required, one has to have what we call kiddush, but makam suda, you have to make kiddush in the place where you're eating, right? What that means, that's obviously a whole separate subject of halachas, a whole separate category of halachas in Hilchas Shabbos. But be it as it may, bottom line is, I have to make kiddush before I wash, right? I have to make kiddush before I start eating, fine. So now the question is, but the tables, the challahs are on the table. By Havdalah, we said, there's no chiyuv to put challahs on the table. Why do you have to put challahs on the table? So the challahs or whatever it is, the bread should be brought, should not be brought to the table until after the Havdalah, like we said, right? And so on. But over here, the challahs opposite should be brought to the table by Kiddush. So that is one of the reasons, Taka, why, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why we cover the challah. So just to read from Rabbadna in a Sefer on page 180, very interesting. Kiddush on wine is made before making hamoitzi on bread, as we know, despite the fact that the bread usually takes priority over wine, right? Obviously, you have to wash before you make the bracha on wine in general, as far as the halachas of kedima bebrachas. But since kiddush must be recited before eating, right? You can't eat without kiddush. So since kiddush must be recited before eating, the requirement to give priority to the bread, to the challah, is waived. Okay, it's an important thing to keep in mind. According to many Rishonim, the reason for covering the bread until after Kiddush is recited is because the priority is generally given to bread, so therefore we cover it. Okay, so the various reasons for that I'm not going to get into, but that is one of the reasons why we cover it. The same rule applies for those who make Kiddush on whiskey, whatever the case is. That's a different story. In the morning, there are those, we're not going to get into all that right now. But in general, somebody making regular Kiddush, regular wine, regular grape juice, right? That is one of the reasons why we do cover the challah when making Kiddush. Okay, so the same thing he says, according to some Paiskim, not everybody, but according to some Paiskim, one should also cover the cake. Let's say somebody making Kiddush in the morning, right? Shabbos morning, many people make Kiddush on cake. So many people make Kiddush. And then their Kiddush b'makam suda, right? What they have instead of challahs, they're not going to be going to eat right away. So they make Kiddush and they eat cake instead. So according to some Paiskim, one should also cover the cake during the recital of the Kiddush, just as one covers the bread. So again, the same thing, because of the fact, when you have mezonos, obviously cake is mezonos, made out of the regular flours, right, that we know of, the regular five flours, where you make a mitzi, and when it's made into cake, so we make a mezonos, mezonos would also come before hagafen, in the order of brachas, in the kedima brachas, mezonos would also come before hagafen, so therefore, the fact that we're making hagafen first, so therefore many cover the cake also. Now, the interesting thing we spoke about last time, one of the things is one of the heterim, if you want to call it, in these halachas of kedima bebrachas, even if you have a few fruits on the table, a few different foods on the table, and one comes first, but if you don't want to eat all of them, then technically, you know, right, you don't have to make a bracha on all of them, and you only have to make a bracha on one. You don't have to say, well, the other one comes first. You're not eating it and finish. But over here, really, if you think about it, the ma'isa kiddush and the hamoitzi, it really all goes together, so you do want to eat it together, right? But just to review again that we spoke about last time, even if both items are in front of a person, they're not required to give priority to a more choshev item unless they plan on eating it. That's the point that we want to keep in mind. So therefore, it just brings another example. Does Rav Bodner, if apples and grapes, which we did talk about in front of the person, right? Obviously, I'm going to eat grapes and I'm going to eat apples. That's what I want to eat. So we have to make the bracha on the grape. It's one of the shivas aminim. We make it's from the min shiva. So we make the bracha on the grape, and we have in mind the apple. But over here, you don't want to eat it, he says. So, and he only wants to eat the apple, so therefore one would not be required to make the Bar Priyo Eitz on the grape. You don't say, well, I'll take the grape. I'm not interested in eating it, but since it's there, and Shiva Saminim, no, you don't have to say that. It's only when the person, Mamish, wants to eat both of them at the same time, or you know, whatever, in the right order, like in the case of Kiddush, I'm going to be making my Kiddush, eat my cake, make my Kiddush, going to wash and eat the challah, whatever, only over there would apply. But over here, in this case, like we just said, I'm not, just because the foods are on the table, does not give me the chiyav, there's no chiyav to mamish go ahead and take what is more chashiv. It's only a case in time when I'm going to be eating both foods together. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.